Health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here, the American Freedom Network. Coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually thought that, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station listening to them, my views. And well, this morning we're having with us Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. But before we get to that, I want to mention yesterday I told our listeners that I have a lymphoma. I'm being treated for it. And they almost killed me the first chemotherapy treatment I had. I'm going in again tomorrow, and I just, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I hope you'll pray that I come through this, because I promise, if I survive, to actually tell you an amazing story. It's a true story. I don't think there's 100,000 Americans who knows it, but I'm firmly convinced that I'm correct. It's a story about a man who for 20 years during the last century controlled the economy of the United States and intentionally and purposely and maliciously, knowing full well what he was doing, destroyed the financial structure of our nation, leading us to the tragic situation where we are today. Now, it's a fascinating story, so pray that I get through what's coming up. And with that as a background, of course, let's get to Pastor David Whitney, because you have to understand the Constitution if you hope to maintain America. We are not a democracy, no matter what the media tells you, no matter what you learn in school. Read the 10th of the Federalist Papers, where James Madison wrote, "Democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are air incompatible with personal liberty, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their death." And the violence is coming, ladies and gentlemen. 10th of the Federalist Papers, James Madison, "Democracies are air spectacles of turmoil and contention." You see it? "Are incompatible with personal liberty, and private property, and personal security, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their death." The whole system is going to implode. David Whitney, you pick up the story.
Good morning, Dr. Stan, and we are praying for you. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to just take this moment on the air to pray for you. Our Father in heaven, we thank you because you are the one who created our bodies. You understand perfectly how they work, even better than the medical profession, with all their finest technology and skills. So we pray, Father, that you give wisdom to those doing this delicate procedure on Dr. Stan. We just pray that no mistakes would be made and that the result would accomplish the end of ridding the cancer, Father. We just pray that you'd give him a firm sense of peace, relying upon your providential care for every inch of the way in every aspect of this. And Lord, we do pray that you would raise him up and continue to use him as you have these many years, as a great patriot who has a message to bring to our country, a desperately needed message that can inform the citizens of our land so that we may see liberty restored in, if not our day, in the day of our children as we raise up the next generation and the next generation. For we know that it didn't take just one generation to lose liberty. It may take multiple generations to restore it. We thank you for his faithful service and work. We pray for his protection and provision, and we pray that you would raise him up so that he might continue to be the warrior that you have put on the front lines in the battlefield in our land. We pray these things in Jesus' blessed name. Amen.
Thank you very much, David. I appreciate it. I appreciate the prayers of all of the listeners out there. Go right ahead.
Well, we've been walking through the subsequent amendments to the Bill of Rights. Just to remind you, the Bill of Rights really are a protective wall for we the people, that is, in our God-given rights. The purpose of civil government, of course, was instituted by God to secure the God-given rights of the people. And so the body of the Constitution, you might say, the seven articles of the Constitution describes what it is that we the people, given our God-given rights, have delegated to the civil government at the federal level to do. We said, these are the things you can do. However, the Bill of Rights is essentially the opposite. It says, these are the things you cannot do. You cannot invade the rights secured, our God-given rights that are secured by the First Amendment, right, to worship, our right to freedom of speech and freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, freedom to petition our government for redress of grievance, right to keep and bear arms, the Second Amendment, and on through. And we've began a study now of the subsequent amendments to those first 10, the Bill of Rights. There are 17 subsequent amendments, and most, even though not all, but most of those actually expand the power of the civil government. In other words, they do the opposite that the Bill of Rights accomplished, and they give additional powers, and in, as we looked at the 13th Amendment last month, they often contain that phrase that it expands, in a sense, gives a blank check to the federal government, that that federal government, Congress, shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation, which of course means Congress is the one that determines what the appropriate legislation might be, and Congress is the one that determines what the word appropriate means, and so on and so forth. So we have seen that phrase that occurs in quite a few of our subsequent amendments to the Bill of Rights. That phrase has been used repeatedly by our federal government to greatly expand the powers of the federal government, at our expense, of course, and at the reduction of liberty for we the people. So we see a situation very clearly in these amendments that is become a threat to our liberty, particularly how some of these amendments have been interpreted. And it's, today we want to look at the 14th Amendment, which is one of those enormous change points in the history of our country. And the details of the 14th Amendment were in order to secure due process and equal protection. That was the stated intent, due process and equal protection to those who had been slaves before they were emancipated by the 13th Amendment. So with slavery abolished, they wanted to be sure that these new folks who were no longer slaves were going to be treated as citizens in each of the states that were in the Union. And these elements of this 14th Amendment...
Hold the thought, we'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Network, our guest, David Whitney. David, you go right ahead.
Well, as we look at the 14th Amendment, the big change that we need to understand, and maybe it's a little hard for us to understand having now, well, it was 1868, it was ratified, now being more than 100 years distant from this, that before the 14th Amendment, each state determined by a set of standards that it selected, it determined who its citizens were going to be. Now, of course, there were uniform rules of naturalization and so on, but each state nonetheless had basically a citizen test that they would administer to determine who was going to be able to take the citizenship oath. For example, my home state here of Maryland, and it may sound astonishing seeing as it's such a deeply blue state today, but in that day, if you did not believe in the Trinitarian God, the God of the Bible, if you did not believe in the Trinity, and you did not believe in the Bible, and you did not believe in heaven and hell, that's right, eternal rewards and eternal punishments, if you didn't believe in those essential Orthodox Christian theology, if you didn't hold to those, you could not be a citizen. Well, you're free to be here in the state and even own property, but you could not vote, you could not hold office, and you could not hold any office of profit or trust in the state of Maryland on any level. So the state of Maryland had its own test. You know, often we're told, well, you know, there's no religious test in American civil government. Oh, well, there's no federal religious test. That's Article 6 of our Constitution. But the states had a religious test. All of them had a religious test to begin with. And the Constitution recognized that each of the states had a different religious test, and therefore they were not going to try to homogenize all of those religious tests to create one standardized religious test. They're saying, no, that decision about the religious test, that is up to each of the individual states, and those states may differ and vary as to what that religious test is. And so the states were the ones that determined who were their citizens by the test that that state chose to impose upon them. Well, the 14th Amendment changed all that and said, no, the federal government. The federal government is going to determine who the citizens are within the boundaries of your state. And, of course, we know the reason they did that is in the states that had slaves at that point in time, Maryland being one of them. Those slaves were emancipated, and yet whether they were given the franchise, the right to vote, which actually is the 15th Amendment, but if they were to even be protected under the due process of law in their state, if they were given the equal protection of the laws, was the question. Would they be treated equally in a court of law or not? And so the 14th Amendment, although it might appear that it was attempting to accomplish a good thing, you might say there was an unforeseen consequence, and that tragic consequence is now the federal government determines who the citizens of each state are. And you might say, well, that's not a bad thing. After all, those slaves need to be given citizenship. I might say that's fine. I agree with that. But look at the negative consequences in the presidency of Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan did something that often is not remembered. He brought in the first illegal alien amnesty and ratified or signed it into law.
And he lied to the American people. He promised. He promised
yes.
It would never happen again. He knew he was lying. But, of course, we love Ronald Reagan because he said everything we believe. Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan does not believe everything he said. Go right ahead.
So that was tragic because what it signaled is a message, of course, to all the illegals who wanted to come to America around the world. Hey, just break into the country. Eventually, they'll do what Reagan did. You'll get amnesty, so don't worry about it. Just break in and do as you please. So the only reason Reagan could do that is because the 14th Amendment said the federal government decides who the citizens are in your state. And so the individual states couldn't say, you know, the state of Maryland couldn't say, wait a minute, these people broke in here. They're illegal. I'm not going to respect them as citizens. I'm not going to give them equal due process because they're broken in, they should not be treated the same as those who are here legally. And yet, this 14th Amendment broke that pattern that up to this point in time allowed the states to secure the right. There may have been a different way to do that, a different way to word the 14th Amendment. I'm not exactly sure, but I know that the end result of what we see in our land today and the influx of who knows how many, it's hard to count how many illegals are here today, all with the expectation that the same thing will be done again. You know, even now the Republicans are saying, oh, yeah, we got to reform the immigration. What they mean by reform the immigration, let's give all these illegals who are already here, let's just give them citizenship. And we're going to tell the states who their citizens are, or rather than allowing the states to have a standard of establishing citizenship for themselves. Now, this amendment needs to be understood in a little bit of a historical context because when it was first proposed, the number of states necessary to ratify this amendment to the Constitution was not adequate. In other words, the votes were not there to ratify this. There was enough states who held out, and the result of that was that it was not ratified first attempt. In fact, there was a problem even in the process of it passing through both houses of Congress. You know, Article 5 of our United States Constitution clearly states that no state without its consent shall be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate. But the fact of the matter is, when the 14th Amendment was passing through the House and the Senate, 23 senators had been unlawfully excluded from the U.S. Senate. And that was, they were purposely excluded in order to secure the two-thirds vote necessary for the adoption of the joint resolution that proposed this 14th Amendment. And actually, if you doubt that, you could look at the resolutions adopted by 8 separate state legislatures, New Jersey, Alabama, Texas, Arkansas, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, and North Carolina, all protested this. Said, wait a minute, this is not right. This is unconstitutional. You've excluded 23 senators. You cannot do that. That bill is not valid because you have violated the Constitution by excluding these senators. Other aspects of this 14th Amendment that raised serious questions about it. As I mentioned, it was never ratified in the initial go-round by 3/4 of the states. There were 15 states that rejected the 14th Amendment. Those are Texas, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, North Carolina, Arkansas, South Carolina, Kentucky, Virginia, Louisiana, Delaware, Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and New Jersey. So you note there's some northern states that also rejected it. New Jersey, Ohio, and Michigan. Some would say Delaware. Questionable whether you call that a northern state or not, but nonetheless, it wasn't just the southern states that rejected the 14th Amendment initially. 15 states total rejected it. Now, here's what Congress did as a result of those 15 states rejecting it. Congress illegally removed 10 southern state legislatures by military force. In other words, the Army, the Northern Army, was sent into those 10 southern state legislatures and deposed those legislatures and installed a puppet government in 10 southern state legislatures, 10 puppet governments, which then proceeded to ratify the 14th Amendment. Interesting question. Can a puppet government installed by the military actually act on behalf of the people that it is supposedly representing? And the answer, of course, is no, of course not. That is an illegal procedure. Those votes of those 10 southern state puppet governments was not a legal way to ratify the 14th Amendment. And by the way, 14th Amendment would have never been ratified in the second attempt to ratify it had not those 10 state puppet state legislatures voted to ratify the 14th Amendment. It is not a legal way to amend our Constitution. And, you know, the Supreme Court has never actually dealt with the constitutional problems of the 14th Amendment. They've just accepted it. And it was presented in one case that came before them in 1939, the case of Coleman v. Miller. And they backed away from ever dealing with this question or answering this question at all. But nonetheless, there were legislatures that refused to this day to say that this was legitimately ratified. The legislatures of Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, having rejected the amendment in November and December of 1866, when those new puppet governments were set up in those states under the direction of Congress, the new legislatures ratified the amendment that had rejected that had been rejected the previous year. North Carolina on July 4th, 1686. South Carolina July 9th, 1688. And Georgia July 21st, 1868. Those are all 1868 dates. And, so the whole ratification of the 14th Amendment is highly suspect, and I think if a proper investigation was done on the facts that I have just presented here, we could conclude that it is not the law. In fact, if people like to make the 14th Amendment the law, it ought to be re-ratified by the current state legislatures to legally be an actual amendment to our Constitution. Well, looking at the statements that the 14th Amendment essentially makes, first of all, a state may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law. Now, that language may sound familiar to you because it is. It's from the Fifth Amendment to our Constitution. It's from the Bill of Rights, which the Bill of Rights only restricts the federal government. And so the Fifth Amendment says that the federal government may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. So what they're doing is taking language from the Fifth Amendment, the Bill of Rights, and applying that language to the state government. That, and by the way, many states have had similar statements in their Declaration of Rights or their Bill of Rights in their state constitutions already. So it wasn't like this didn't exist. But now the federal government is saying it's our job to check up on the states and to ensure that the states are doing due diligence to really follow this aspect of due process. In my opinion, that's not the job of the federal government. That's the job of each of the state governments and their local governments to keep check upon their state structure and their state officials to see that their state officials abide by their state constitution as well as abide by the federal constitution. Now, this phrase may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property. The courts, again, here we have the courts making law, but the courts have said that liberty and due process, well, they include almost all the rights guaranteed by the Bill of Rights, and therefore the Bill of Rights as a whole applies to the actions of government at every level, not just the state level, but the county level, and down to the school. Even your local school must abide by this kind of a ruling. They, after all, municipalities and counties and school districts are just subdivisions of state government, and judicially active courts have held that what they are calling the incorporation doctrine, that is incorporating the entire Bill of Rights, means the Bill of Rights applies to government action at all levels. Now, I want to talk about that incorporation doctrine in a moment, but before I do, let me just note the hypocrisy in this. The hypocrisy of picking and choosing which of the Bill of Rights the federal government is going to enforce upon the state government. Oh, think of the Second Amendment for a minute. The Second Amendment is very clear. Shall not infringe. There's no question what those words mean. But there are plenty of states, including my own here, state of Maryland, that have infringed upon the God-given rights of the citizens to keep and bear arms. And the federal government does absolutely nothing. In fact, it applauds it. It supports this kind of oppressive and unconstitutional action on the parts of the states. So the federal government's a hypocrite. It only picks and chooses where it wants to apply the Bill of Rights against the state. And they have said, well, Second Amendment, we're not going to enforce that. And the Third Amendment, quartering troops in your home, well, they haven't gotten to that point, but Barack Obama has basically said, your pantry, all the food in your house belongs to him. All he has to do is declare a state of emergency. In my mind, that is a clear violation of the Third Amendment. The soldiers can come in and take the food out of your pantry. That's the same as saying it belongs to them and not to you. I could go on with other examples of picking and choosing, but the federal government is a hypocrite in this regard. They will not apply this incorporation doctrine evenly, saying all the Bill of Rights are therefore incorporated upon the states. But let's step back for a moment and consider, what did those who ratified the 14th Amendment, what did they understand the 14th Amendment to have accomplished? The test about this incorporation doctrine is clearly shown historically that the incorporation doctrine, in spite of the fact that the Supreme Court daily claims it's true, in fact, in this most recent case, Greece, New York v. Galloway, I believe the incorporation doctrine, again, was mentioned there in my reading of that case as if it were established fact. Well, the facts of history are quite contrary to what those benighted lawyers in black robes believe. Because just 7 years after the 14th Amendment was quote-unquote ratified, and I've always shared why that ratification process was not just deeply flawed, but I think fatally flawed. But 7 years after the 14th Amendment was ratified, another amendment to the Constitution was proposed.
David, we're going to a break. We'll be back in a moment with David Whitney.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
ABC Concrete Company in Fort Collins reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage help keep our country safe and strong, and we appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from ABC Concrete Company in Fort Collins, proud to salute the fighting forces of our country.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Pastor David Whitney. You must understand that these are various amendments to the Constitution that were put in following the Civil War, ostensibly to be sure that blacks got equal rights. But what most people do not understand is that from the very time America was founded as a nation, there were two forces. One was the strong Christian force trying to do the right thing. The other was this demonic force, descendants of Francis Bacon, brought to America specifically to capture control of our nation, centralized power in Washington, D.C., and then ultimately to utilize the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. Well, basically, initially, the followers of Bacon were very, very weak. They had to hide what they were doing, but little by little, and using amendment to our Constitution, they have given meaning to our amendment that were never intended by the people who passed them. And most people do not understand there truly is a demonic Luciferian movement here in America today. Well, before we go on, Pastor David Whitney, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they can join it, how they can start setting up study groups in their area, because if we don't understand the foundation of our nation and that we're not a democracy, there's no way we can preserve our country. Go right ahead, David.
Oh, amen, Dr. Stan. And we are very excited because we see groups springing up all over the country. And what we have put together is what we call a host kit. So you're not actually teaching the Constitution through a series of DVD lectures and a student notebook and other materials. We help you host a class that can lead others to come to a clear understanding of what our founders intended in the form of government that they were structuring, what the biblical foundations of that structure are, and how a working knowledge of each of those founding documents, the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, are essential if we're going to restore liberty in our land. And we're excited because people are getting this host kit all over the country. I'm going to be graduating a group of classes out in Ohio next month. Excited about that because they have just been multiplying rapidly. And people can get the host kit and start a class in their community by either calling us. You can call us here at Institute on the Constitution toll-free. That toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or you can go to our website. Easy to look that up. It's all one word, theamericanview.com. TheAmericanView.com, and you'll see a tab there for courses. Click on that, and you'll see the options for our U.S. Constitution course, and we have several other courses that are DVD-based as well that are available there. One of the exciting things, Dr. Stan, is we know that last summer we had one school board in one district in Ohio that was considering offering our class just as a summer course, not for credit or anything like that at all. And parents and students were all invited to come, and the school board was going to be considering our course potentially for an elective offered in that public school setting in the fall. Oh, well, as soon as the word got out, the ACLU had a cow, and the Americans United for Separation, Church and State got apoplectic, and they threatened to sue and so forth and so on. And so finally the school board backed away, and the class was moved from the school and was conducted in a local church there in Springboro, Ohio. But since then, because that was from the officialdom choosing to host our course, since then we've crafted a brand new strategy because they cannot stop student-initiated Institute on the Constitution classes. And that's what we're doing now. We have one started in Florida and a couple others that are about to start. One's going to start here in Maryland. But if students choose to get the host kit and choose to conduct an after-school club, a Constitution club is what they're often called, there's nothing that can stop that. The ACLU can't stop that. The Supreme Court has already ruled that the student-led initiatives such as this are not to be touched. The students have the perfect right to do this. So that's an exciting avenue we're beginning to see break open, Dr. Stan, as we see students initiate it. And knowing students may not have the finances to do that, we've created a way in which people can donate to help student clubs, Constitution clubs, get started all across our nation. And you can do that at our website, theamericanview.com. Donate to help fund student clubs that are going to happen in high schools across America. Or if you prefer not to do it on the web, you can certainly call us toll-free here at Institute on the Constitution. That number again is 1-866-730-9796. Because we got to reach the next generation. As you know, Dr. Stan, if we just those of us who are in the senior years, if we are just talking among ourselves and we do not reach the next generation, when God calls us on to glory, the next generation is not going to be able to restore liberty. So we're very excited about this Constitution Club across America and invite listeners, if they're able to help in even the smallest way, to get that material into the hands of students who are going to conduct the class. Again, high school students can do this. I could get the DVD set and the student manuals and conduct the class with their fellow students there as an after-school club and educate them about the truth that they're never going to be told by their high school teachers in the classroom when the high school history class takes place or the high school civics class. They will never be taught what we are offering them in our courses at Institute on the Constitution. So we're excited for this new opportunity. We've, I believe, found a way to get around the ACLU and their hatred of true history and their hatred of the true law that our founders established in our Constitution.
Amen to that. I think you must understand that they've taken over our educational system. They've taken over our churches. They've taken over our media. They control the banks and the corporations. And they have their agents in the military. We have to understand that there is a subversive element that controls Washington, D.C., and they're concealing the history of our nation. And the fact that you're not going to hear this elsewhere is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. David, you go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. So this the question about the incorporation doctrine, is that what they meant when they ratified the 14th Amendment, is answered 7 years later by a proposed constitutional amendment from Senator Blaine from Maine. Blaine from Maine proposed what has been come to be called the Blaine Amendment. And by the way, don't take my word for it. Go ahead and look it up. Look up the history of the Blaine Amendment. And notice the proposed text of the Blaine Amendment. It read this way: no state shall make any law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then it continues, and no money raised by taxation in any state for the support of public schools or derived from any public fund thereof, therefore, nor any public lands devoted thereto shall ever be under the control of any religious sect, nor shall any money so raised or land so devoted be divided between religious sects or denominations. This was what was taking place here in America due to a vast wave of immigrants coming in that were from other parts of Europe, were not necessarily Protestants, and there was a concern that we would be losing the essential foundations by allowing parochial schools, that is, private schools rather than the public schools, to educate the next generation. And so they were seeking to capture the education market, which, by the way, had already been captured by this point in time, that a government monopoly in the education market had been established.
We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs: long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. David, one more time, get your telephone number out, how people can get in touch with the Institute.
And they can call us, Dr. Stan, toll-free Institute on the Constitution is at 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. Or you can go to our website, which is all one word, theamericanview.com, theamericanview.com, and order a host kit. Help us sponsor some Constitution clubs around the country. Help take back our land from the tyrants who are violating and walking in direct disagreement with our Constitution in even every detail. As we're studying here, the 14th Amendment. Let me just review that proposed text for this Blaine Amendment, and notice how closely it parallels in the first sentence, at least. It parallels the First Amendment. It says, no state, this is the Blaine Amendment that was proposed and did not pass, no state shall make any law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Now, contrast that with the First Amendment, which says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. In other words, it's exactly the same language. The only change is instead of the word Congress, it is replaced with the word no state. In other words, very clearly, the ratifiers of the 14th Amendment, 7 years later, most of them were still in Congress and the Senate, and most of the states still had many of the same people in leadership. They were considering a proposed amendment to the Constitution that would use the exact language at the beginning of the First Amendment, the only change being instead of Congress, it would say no state. In other words, they understood that the 14th Amendment did not incorporate the First Amendment and apply it to the state government. Otherwise, they would have never considered the Blaine Amendment necessary. The fact that they did consider the Blaine Amendment absolutely necessary, in fact, it passed both in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, and it was sent out to the states, but three-quarters of the states did not ratify the Blaine Amendment, although subsequently, if you study the history of states coming into the Union, very interesting to see that Congress began to require this language in some state constitutions in order for them to be accepted in the Union, which I think was a crooked way to do it, but nonetheless, that the history shows that is what was done with many of the states who came into the Union 1870s and following. So they knew they could not do what the Supreme Court says it does routinely today, incorporate the Bill of Rights against the states by the 14th Amendment. That is a lie. The incorporation doctrine is historically a distortion and should be rejected wherever it is attempted to be applied. Because what the incorporation doctrine claims, the Blaine Amendment, and study the history of this Blaine Amendment, it clearly proves that it is not the case. The 14th Amendment does not incorporate any of the Bill of Rights upon the states except the phrase taken from the Fifth Amendment that life, liberty, and or due process of law is going to be, the states may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. That's the only thing the 14th Amendment was designed to do by those who ratified it. Now, the 14th Amendment does go on to say that states may not deny anyone equal protection of the law, and that was designed to prohibit the discrimination that would lack a rational basis or a higher standard of proof. And this was later hammered out in terms of strict scrutiny for racial discrimination by the courts. And the 14th Amendment, however, only applies to government actions. That is, the state must somehow be involved in the discrimination. The state must somehow be involved in depriving a citizen of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. It says nothing about private action, purely private discrimination. And again, this is what was at issue largely in the civil rights movement, that could private stores, could private bus companies and so on be forced to abide by these laws that say discrimination is impermissible? Well, not according to the 14th Amendment. I'm not saying it doesn't say that elsewhere. I'm just saying the 14th Amendment has strictly interpreted by those who ratified it, does not include saying that private individuals are prohibited here. It only is speaking about the actions of the state governments and all those subdivisions of the state government, such as the county government or the township or the town, and that sort of thing, or the cities within the state. So The 14th Amendment does not apply to purely private discrimination, according to those who ratified it. And then the final elements of the 14th Amendment deal with those who aided the Confederacy in any way, shape, or form, as determined by Congress, that they could not vote, they could not hold office. In other words, they were disenfranchised from this republic. So if you fought on the side of the Confederacy, or in some way you aided them, you know, the soldiers were hungry as they came by your farm, and so you gave them food of any sort and showed compassion to some of the wounded, and perhaps help bandage their wounds, or any way, shape, or form, if you did anything to help them, well, then you were disenfranchised. But this included almost everyone in the South except the former slaves, which created a terrible problem that we don't have time to talk about, but the whole Reconstruction mess, in fact, the whole problem of racism that we have today, I believe, is rooted in that Reconstruction mess where Congress got involved in doing these exact things, is picking sides rather than saying, no, everybody here is going to have the right to vote. We're going to forgive those who fought on the side of the Confederacy. We're going to forgive those who helped soldiers in the Confederacy in any way, shape, or form. We're just going to just try to heal the wounds of our land instead of keeping those wounds open. I believe that's largely what the Reconstruction did. It kept wounds that should have been healed open for many, many years, and it created enormous problems that I think to some degree are still there today. But those problems were not so much rooted in the slavery as they were in the Reconstruction, in my opinion. I know many might disagree with me on that matter, but that's a point, I think, of legitimate debate. Now, the final element, then, of the 14th Amendment and what it dealt with was the issue of debts. That is, soldiers in the Union Army, their debts were considered valid. So if they had back pay that the Union Army owed to them, the Congress was to consider those debts as valid. However, the debts owed to Confederate soldiers were invalid. This is just one further way in which they were going to screw it to the South. And indeed, they succeeded in not just the war itself devastating the South and the Southern economy, but these acts of Reconstruction also devastated the South for at least 100 years.
Well, we're out of time, David. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.
God bless you, Dr. Stan. We'll be praying for you.
Thank you so much.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We've been doing this for over 20 years, Oh, we have, until recently, we're doing 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week, probably more than anybody else in the nation, and reaching people. I wish we reached a lot more. But first of all, we do need your financial help to maintain our network. We have to pay for radio time on many of the networks, and it's expensive. Most of the Christian ministries are having real financial problems, and the Christian people used to be buying, you know, we'd have 20 or 30 orders a day for books. Now we're down to 10. Oh, we need you to be buying books. We hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. I realize it's a sacrifice to support us, but we need your help, and if you're in a position to do it, call us at 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, subscribe to our newsletter, certainly get our four best tapes and CDs a month, or simply donate on a regular basis. And then, of course, you can. We have health products, excellent health products. We have certainly soap products. We have a lot of things that we offer. We have a lot of even spices. And we have all of these things so that we can raise funds, so that we continue doing what we're doing. But quite frankly, if you're in a position to help us financially, we would be deeply grateful, because I want to maintain this this ministry as long as God wants me here. And certainly we need your help. We've been able to maintain it, but we do need your help. My number, 1-800-544-8927. We have all sorts of books and DVDs and 4-CD sets. If you haven't, of course, seen our 4-CD set on Hitler, did Hitler escape? And of course he did. But they can't let you know that. We carry the book Hunting Hitler and another book on Grey Wolf. They've been able to suppress this all these years, so the average American has no idea. We financed the communist movement from its very inception, and then we financed the Nazi movement from its inception, exactly as we are financing the terrorists throughout the world today. Why would we be financing the terrorists? Because you're going to have a war and you've got to have an enemy. That is how it really works. And behind that are the powerful financiers who are controlling the world's economy, and behind them are the demonic forces that are running the world. Please go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. Your job is to tell others about our program. Call them, anybody you know. If you don't know anybody, go to the telephone book and just go down a list of names and call them and say, look, I'm not selling anything, but I want to help you survive the coming period of turmoil. Listen to Dr. Stan at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, hopefully if people start listening to us, they will, of course, tap into the supernatural force that God offers, the Holy Spirit. And we can change their lives and change their family lives, but we can't do it without your help. I can only reach so many people. So we ask you certainly to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, watch our DVDs, listen to our radio programs at RadioLiberty.com, read our newsletters, and go to the section on other items on the web. But then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty and for me as well, for our provision, protection,